Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people featuring real-world Dar.
That's me.
Millennial Jen.
That's me.
And not-so-silent but chatty Bob. That's me.
That's you.
That's me. We'll make you laugh. We'll make you think. But we'll always end on a happy note. In today's episode, we're going to talk about moms saying or doing the darnest things. The last podcast was about grandma, so now this is about mom. We still got dad and other relatives left down the road.
I actually think the grandma episode was two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was. That's right.
You're not losing your memory at all, Bob. You're good.
I'm losing my memory. You guys just don't know. I try to hide it as much as I can.
Oh, funny.
Anyway, I'm going to kick it off then. Is that okay?
Sure. Go for it.
So I've got a story that's a classic. When it happened, it blew our minds. I call it the Golden Girl story about my mom. My mom was living by herself, and she had a visitor, which was her sister, who was in her 80s, and she is the one who did the driving. And one of their dear friends was coming in by plane to Chicago from the Southwest. Her name was Aunt Kitty, my Aunt Kitty. So they went to pick up Aunt Kitty at the airport. I'm going to try to make it shorter because this could be a long story. And so they were chatting, and Aunt Kitty was in the back seat, and my mom and her sister, Aunt Sophie, were in the front seat, and they were talking back and forth. And you know, because of their age, they were all in their 80s and 70s. When you talk, you don't twist around and look at each other. You just kind of look straight ahead, and you're talking. So my mom's yakking away and talking and stuff, and they stopped at a toll booth, and she's talking, and she says, how come you're so quiet back there, Aunt Kitty, or Kitty, she called her Kitty. She says, how come you're not talking? What's going on? And she finally looked around. Aunt Kitty was gone.
Bob!
She was gone. They had no idea what happened to her. She was in the car with her luggage and her purse. Her purse was still there, and she was gone. So
wait, you mean like disappear gone?
Disappeared, gone out of the car.
Bob.
Yes. No.
Where
no,
did
really.
She go?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. So anyway, they're going down the toll road. This is a toll road, and this is really a point of contention because Aunt Sophie is very conservative. She hates spending money. And she had to go around in circles and pay money for that darn toll, I don't know how many times. Finally, they gave up. They could not find Aunt Kitty, and they went back to my mom's house. Okay. Who was sitting on the front steps of my mom's house was Aunt Kitty. And what do you think the first thing they said? Thank God you're well. Thank God you're safe. No. Where the hell were you? And do you know how much money I spent on tolls?
Hey, but where did she go, Bob?
Well, what happened is Aunt Kitty is a rural person. She lives in a rural part of Arizona, and she's very friendly, kind of like Youpers. You know, we always wave at each other and everything. So when they stopped at a toll booth, now my Aunt Sophie was very, very big lady, and you know she's slow because of that. She threw money into the basket, but a nickel fell out of the basket, and she was going to open the door with a long line of people and get out of the car and try to find her nickel on the ground. But the man inside went like this, and Kitty thought he was talking to her, and he wanted her to come out and talk to him. So she opened the door and left the car.
Hold on. What you don't see Bob doing, because this is sound and not video, is Bob saying the toll booth guy is waving the car through.
Yes, he's waving the car through.
But Kitty sees this gesture and thinks, I should get out of the car?
Yes, and talk to him because he wants to talk to me. He's waving at me. So that's when she left the car, and because they're hard of hearing, they didn't hear the car door open or close. So she was, that's how she disappeared. Fortunately, in a big city like Chicago, you never know what you're going to run into. A very nice young couple saw what was going on behind them and offered Aunt Kitty a ride and took her all the way to my mom's house, which was way out of their way. So wow. that is the story.
What year is this, Bob? What year are we in?
Oh, this would probably be 1975, something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Could be a little late. Could be 1980.
There's just
somewhere
so much
there,
to unpack in that story.
I can't.
Isn't it a gem, though? It's a classic, right?
It is certain.
Where did she go? She just got out at the toll booth. That's great.
I could just see who was driving, Bob.
My Aunt Sophie. That's why she and
Aunt Sophie.
Sophie,
the slow one, right. The big
yes.
slow one.
I could just yeah. see Aunt slow Sophie
she,
just.
She would have gotten out of that. She would have gotten out of that car with the whole line of traffic behind her, on her hands and knees to find that darn nickel, because she's not going to go ahead and lose a nickel. That's for sure.
But she had to. They passed her through. They said, "You need to keep going."
They just said, "Go on," yeah. And that's what caused it. They waved her on, but Aunt Kitty thought they were waving at her to come out of the car.
That is so, so. Funny. That is so well, funny and God, stuff.
I mean, that would never happen now because we have cell phones and everybody would just
truly.
Communicate on a cell phone and be like, "Where are you?" But back in that day, there yes. was there was none of that.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. That was wow.
That
okay.
is hilarious.
I thought I could have sold that story to the Golden Girls and they could put it on, because that to me is something that's, you wouldn't believe it, but it's a true story.
Yeah, I was gonna tell the listeners that, you know, I know Bob and I know he's not a liar. So even though it sounds like wow. a completely unbelievable story, he's telling the truth.
That is funny. Oh, my gosh. All right, Dar, what do you got for us? I got nothing even close to as good as a missing lady.
Well, my mom is – okay, so I am known for falling asleep on people. Like, I can be, like, just in the middle of a conversation, and I tell all my people, know, Dar will fall asleep on you. I was just actually telling my friend today, I said, make sure you all talk about me falling asleep, at, you know, if you're alive for my funeral, because I think it's just funny. Everybody else in the crowd will be like, yeah, she fell asleep on me, too. And so this was back in high school, and I know you all have done this before. So I took a midday nap, and it was after school. I took a midday nap, and I woke up, and I looked at the clock, and I'm like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. I'm late for work. So it's 9 o'clock at night, but I think it's 9 o'clock in the morning. You know how you just wake up out of a sleep, and you're just like, ah. So I'm in a frenzy. I'm like, I'm late for work. And so my mom is like, well, you better call the job and let them know that you're going to be late. And I'm like, oh, so I'm freaking out. And, you know, in high school, you want to be responsible, well, sort of responsible. So I call my office number and I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, how am I going to, you know, I had to apologize for being late. So it was really important. And so I call and my boss's boss answers the phone. And I'm like, Gary, it's Dar. I'm so sorry. I'm going to be late, but I'm on my way. I'll be there as soon as I can. And he's like, Darnisha, it's 9 o'clock at night. And I'm like, what? And so my mom is looking and she's like, oh no, somebody answered the phone.
Oh, did she think it was just funny?
She thought it would be funny just to let me call. And of course, she didn't assume that anyone would answer the phone at 9 o'clock at night.
I know, that's what I thought. Like, who's answering the phone at 9 p.m.?
Yep, my boss's boss was there, and he's like, "It's 9 o'clock at night, Dar." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, Gary, I'll see you tomorrow." And I hang up the phone.
Well, so what happened the next day with the that
yeah,
word
he gave
spread?
Me the look, and I was just like, Gary, my mom put a played a prank on me. He's like, okay.
did he tell anybody else?
Oh yeah,
story,
it became a
right
whole
there?
Office joke. The whole office knew about it. I mean, it just spread like wildfire. And so,
I guess.
Yeah, my mom didn't know that prank was gonna backfire on her, and it did. And so, yeah, so that's a funny mom story.
It's funny, you guys. I didn't do my homework, and I didn't think very hard about how to answer this question. The only thing I can think about, a funny mom story, I can't even remember how old I was, but I was leaving home. I was probably like, I don't know, 15, 16 maybe. And I was going away for a week, probably I think to girls camp or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we weren't a super affectionate family by any means, but like, I gave my mom a hug and I, you know, I was like, I'm really going to miss you. And my mom just grabbed my face and kissed me on the lips. And we'd never done that before. And I just stood there and I was like, do we do that? I don't remember us doing, like, I didn't say that, but that's what I'm thinking in my head. Like, did we do that? And then I got in the car and the whole drive to girls camp, I'm like, my mom just kissed me. My mom was my first kiss. That is not okay. And that was the only time my mom's ever kissed me on the lips. And I don't know why she did it. And I don't know why she would start doing that when I'm 15 years old. But it made me like so uncomfortable. And I think there was a van full of people waiting for me to get into the van when my mom chose to do that. And I was like, why of all days would she choose to do it in front of a group of people? Like teenage girls, like, we don't even do that, mom. So anyway, I don't know what was going through her head that day. I think she just thought she was gonna miss me or something, but like, I was like, that was so uncomfortable.
I thought maybe you anyway, were you was... tried to reciprocate it at some point.
No, I was like, what was that?
You have to ask your, like, mom about never. This you have to ask her, what were you thinking? If she remembered that.
Do you I don't even know if she remembers doing it. I just remember thinking, like, what just happened? And, like, I don't know if you've ever been kissed by surprise, but it's like you don't – it's like you freeze in that moment, yeah. And you don't know what to do. Like, what was I supposed to do? Like, mom!
Yeah.
Like, at least I didn't do that. I just remember, like, what? Anyway.
Zombied onto the bus.
It reminds me a little bit. This is not a mom story, but I don't know if this happens with guys or whatever. But when I reached a certain age, my dad was born in Poland. I've said that before. So Eastern European people are very huggy type people, you know. I mean, they do that a lot. And I just finally told him, I said, I'm not hugging you anymore. I'm a man now, and men don't hug each other. So I didn't hug him anymore. However, when I was going to Vietnam, that's when I started the hugging again. And because I didn't know if that would be my last hug.
Mm,
so,
right.
Yeah.
I get it. Like,
yeah, I forced what? You to hug me too, Bob.
Yeah.
Right? Remember?
I love you. Bet. You bet. Yes.
Were you going to say, Jen?
Oh, no, I mean, like, when you're saying goodbye to someone, I think it makes sense, you know, that you'd be affectionate, because you don't know if it's the last time, so you want to make sure to have a good, cordial, like, goodbye, but, yeah, I get that. But I've been a hugger, I think, most of my life. Like, I don't have a problem with that, but I don't know what it's like to be a non-hugger. So, Bob, would you say are you a non-hugger then?
I'm a nut hugger. I hug everything. What?
What's a? Did you just say a nut hugger? Like,
Bob said a nut hugger.
I love hugging, and of course, COVID. You can't hug anybody.
So,
but,
just to clarify, you're crazy about hugging, right, Bob?
Yes.
I just want
to
clarify for the listening audience
that Bob doesn't hug nuts.
All right, you two.
This is PG. I promise y'all, this is a PG podcast.
Darn, where are you going now? Oh, Paul. I say, sir.
Oh, I don't know about you two.
I was thinking of walnuts. I don't know where Jar's brain is.
Well, you know, they used to have pants. Sorry, I can't get it off. But they used to have pants that they called nut huggers.
What?
Oh, yeah, they say, oh, that guy has on nut huggers. You never heard that?
No.
I promise you, one of our listeners are going to say, yes, Dar, that is a thing.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know that all. Oh, that's funny. Isn't that funny how we all hear something and interpret it totally different ways?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's like vanilla.
Vanilla bean.
Vanilla bean.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Well, all right. Well, that's 15 minutes, folks. Bob, why don't you take us on out of this episode, will
you? All right. You betcha. So anyway, thank you guys for listening. We can be reached at 313-437-2959, or you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. We could also be heard on YouTube, GenXYNI, Facebook, GenXYNI, Twitter, and Instagram. And you could also go ahead and check us out, our podcast on Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. I would like to mention one more thing. If you have any stories you would like to share, please email us. Let us know. We'd love to share some of your stories with our listeners. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.